Now I'm reading verse 6. But who is able to build him an house, seeing the heaven and heaven of heavens cannot contain him? Who am I, then, that I should build him a house, save only to burn sacrifice before him? Now, sacrifice was the approach that they made to God. The only way that you and I can come to God today is through the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the important thing to note here, though, is that Solomon had no misgivings as to who God was and whether God would occupy and live in that house. I read an article not long ago about where a theologian has made the statement that what Solomon was attempting to do was build a little house and put God in a box, and that the people had an idea that God could be put in a box and that he could be held there. May I say to you that Solomon had no conception like that at all, neither did the people. They're much farther advanced than I think a great many folk are today, even in our churches. A great many people call the church God's house. Well, God doesn't occupy a house, never did. Now, the temple was a place to make sacrifices. It was a place of approach to God. That was the important thing, and it had to be worthy of him. It was highly ornate, beautiful, and as we said last time, that we have now what we believe is an accurate picture of Herod's temple, which was built similar to that one. However, it was much larger, and it was built of white marble, never really completed. But the model I saw in Jerusalem, I think probably, is quite accurate. Now, it's not very large itself compared to other buildings of that day. For instance, the Temple of Diana in Ephesus and the pyramids. You put the temple that Solomon built down by the side of either one of them, and it was very small. It'd be a pygmy. It would look like a Mickey Mouse affair. But it made up for it in wealth. The tremendous amount of gold and silver and precious stones that went into it. Now, we need to note that. And David had gathered together all of this wealth, and we're to see something about it later on.